Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, Steve had a fun time as he inadvertently crashed a surprise party for one of our NHL execs.
Yes. The president, Todd Lewicki.
Yeah, and of course, we have an NHL franchise. We're all celebrating that. Steve, of course, was at the party playing bubble hockey.
Yeah, playing that old school hockey. Great buzz in those offices of them, how excited they are for an NHL franchise coming here in a couple of years.
Great buzz in our office, too.
Absolutely.
Because, well, we're celebrating by giving you merch. You already can get some merch. It's the KISW hockey jersey. I have to tell you something. Out of all the stuff that we've done, these jerseys are sweet. Gosh, they look really, really good. And they're customizable. Put your own name and number on that jersey.
Oh, yeah.
And if you can see Steve. Steve's got an oversized goalie jersey he's been wearing on the ice. Looks good. It's got black, red, and yellow.
If you're a bigger guy, go with the goalie cut.
Yeah, it's a nice
jersey.
There's
a giant fence protector under it, so there you go.
Yeah. KISW.com, that's where you get these hockey jerseys. Order one today.
Let's play
for Monday.
Yeah.
Nice.
I was hoping you'd bring the double bass, Steve.
That's right.
Who does this version?
Exodus.
Ah, that's so good.
Yep.
Gets
great thrash metal band.
Gets me all pumped up.
Just like that.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
I would like to comment.
Oh, a comment.
I'd like to comment that this Monday does not feel as crappy as last Monday, because we're already in the groove. We've got that week, but that first full week after the holidays, that Monday is a beating.
Yep.
And well, the sun's out right now. We've got
that helps.
I'm pretty sure the traffic is just wonderful since the viaduct is now gone.
Well, we've never had traffic before, so you know what? If you have to deal with a little traffic because of the Seattle squeeze, that's okay, right?
Yeah, sure.
I am looking out the window. I mean, obviously, from our vantage point, we're only just see we're by Harborview, but you know where you can see I-5 north and southbound, and I can't really see much out of the ordinary, but I have no idea what it's looking like, you know, at ground zero, you know, the viaduct.
But I feel like a lot of times when something is happening, whether like the freeway's being shut down or it's being, you know, and they warn us and like stay away, people do for the first few days, and so you don't really notice the massive traffic at first because people are making their adjustments, but at some point they're going to have to get back into their usual routine, and I bet that's when we'll start noticing it.
Yeah, I think you're right, Steve, because for the first couple days, people really do say, okay.
Yeah, but they'll then leave early, they might work from home, they might do all sorts of different things that they can do, and then they're like, no, it'll be fine.
It'll always be that one...
Carmageddon.
It's always that one
Carmageddon,
person.
I like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because that one person will say, oh, I was on the road, nobody was there, and you're going, well, then why am I altering my schedule?
Exactly.
And then everybody says, well, come again.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Chris in Ording to take on Steve. Chris, are you there?
I am. How you guys doing?
What's up, Chris? What's he playing for today, Steve?
Pair taking to see some people punch each other in the face at Cage Sport MMA at the Emerald Queen Casino on Saturday, February 9th. Go to KISW.com for all the details.
Punch him.
If you want to see Cage Sport MMA, hosted by the Ted Smith, which is always a great time. Last time they had one, Earl Thomas showed up.
Really?
And he flipped Ted off. It was great. But if you want tickets, go get them at Ticketmaster.com. He was really there, though. That was pretty cool.
Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Chris will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Chris, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm going to get for a Monday.
There you go. According to the popular Christmas song, Frosty the Snowman, what are the snowman's eyes made out of?
Coal.
Yes. Nice. What year of the early 90s did the movie Pretty Woman come out?
Oh, early 93.
No.
94, 95.
No, no. What casino device is known as a fruit machine in the UK?
Slot.
Yes. For the TV show, what does MST3K stand for?
I have no idea. Pass.
Oh. The zip code 90210 is located in what state?
Beverly Hills, California.
California, yes. In the United States, 1 ton is a unit of measurement that contains how many pounds?
2,000.
Yes. Nice. Oil and egg yolk are the two main ingredients of what condiment?
Mayonnaise.
Yes. According to the Bible, what did God create on the fourth day?
Me.
No.
Oh, I had a woman.
No.
I have no idea. Pass.
Who won the nomination of the Democratic Party to run for president in 2016?
Oh, I don't even remember anymore. I'm not a politician, so no.
All right, out of time. 5 correct.
Oh, well, I know you're not a politician, Chris, but it
doesn't follow politics.
I don't think you have to be a politician to know that answer.
I don't
follow.
It's too much of a mess for me.
I can't. Well, I can't disagree with you on that. You're probably a better man and a happier man for that.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh yeah!
According to the popular Christmas song "Frosty the Snowman," what are the snowman's eyes made out of?
Buttons?
Nope.
Bless you, Cole.
Yes! What year of the early 90s did the movie Pretty Woman come out?
92.
No.
93.
No.
91.
No. Oh. What casino device is known as a fruit machine in the UK?
I don't know, a slot?
Yes! For the TV show, what does MST3K stand for?
Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yes! The zip code 90210 is located in which U.S. state?
Beverly Hills, California.
Yes! In the United States, 1 ton is a unit of measurement that contains how many pounds?
2,000.
Yes! Oil and egg yolk are the two main ingredients of what condiment?
Mayonnaise.
Yes! According to the Bible, what did God create on the fourth day?
Oh, me.
No.
Yeah. The stars and the heavenly bodies.
Oh, jeez. Well, yeah, but... Ugh. Who won the nomination for the Democratic Party to run for president in 2016?
John Kerry.
No.
That's Hillary Clinton.
It is, yes, but you're too late.
Way late.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Doesn't matter. You win 7-5.
Sorry about that, Chris.
That's all right. Good job, Steve.
Thank you, sir. You're sampling the best. I would have voted for.
Give them a shot next time.
Yeah. I really hated your answer to the sun, the moon, and the stars right there.
Yeah.
Because also BJ did the exact same thing.
What's that?
Me!
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah. Well, we are the two heavenly bodies.
Yeah, we are.
God.
Radio's heavenly bodies.
We are.
We get that award every year.
My eyeballs have rolled so far in the back of my head, they have come right back around.
No way.
Congratulations, Steve. You won with 7 correct.
That means call number 7. You're checking out Cage Sport MMA at Emerald Queen Casino. Caller number 7-206-421 rock. Just like that. Well, there's a dude in Phoenix who accidentally got invited to a stranger's bachelor party. He's like you, Steve, accidentally get invited to Todd Lewicki's surprise party.
That was just good timing. It just so happened I got invited to go visit the NHL offices, and it was also the same day they were planning a surprise party for their president.
Now, how it happened for this situation is that this dude has the same name as one of the groom's friends, and his email was similar, so he got this invite, but he knows none of these people that involved in the wedding. But he replied that he was in anyway. He's like, sure, I'm in. I'll come to your bachelor party.
That's pretty funny.
And the other guy's actually got a kick out of that response. So they say, sure, if you can get here, come on down. So he set up a GoFundMe page to pay for the trip, raised almost $2,000 in 2 days, and he is going to the bachelor party.
I don't know how much it costs for him to make that trip, but whatever extra money he makes, I would put it right towards the strippers.
Oh, good call.
I would give it right to the guy and be like, here, make it rain.
Wait,
here, remember that guy we had? Remember many, many, many years ago when we had one of our buddies in radio? And he just got a huge bonus.
Oh, that guy was awesome.
And we went into, Dan, this is before your time.
Oh, you missed it, Danny.
We go into a gentleman's club, and he disappears for a second, and then comes, there's maybe 6 or 7 of us, gives each of us $200 rolled up in dollar bills.
Nice.
He says, I just hit my bonus. I want to share the wealth.
Have fun, boys.
That's amazing.
He's a great guy. I miss him.
So I put it in my pocket and left.
That's a great idea.
Actually, legit. The whole make it rain thing. It was first time
ever. So
first and last time.
Yeah. So much fun.
It was pretty awesome.
If you guys were given a large sum of money, what would be your first baller move? I'm not talking about, put it in the bank or invest it. Like, you're doing this. It's going to cost you a lot of money. You're never getting it back, but it's going to make you feel like a baller.
A statue of myself.
Ooh,
what kind of pose would you have?
Ooh, maybe like the Hulk Hogan muscle pose.
Nice.
Since it's a statue, I could add a few inches around the arm.
Yeah. Kind of looks like you're dabbing there, though.
That's nice. Heisman pose.
Ooh, cool. Oh, yeah.
That's your first baller move when you get a lot of money?
A statue. A Lego statue of myself.
Oh, we knew someone. We know someone who has those Lego statues. Jones. Those things are tight.
Well, that's another. Remember I told you if someone's got the legit bubble hockey machine in their house, you know they got cash. And the Lego statue that our buddy Rick has, that's also another legit. This guy's doing well.
I would get a bubble hockey game, but everybody's face was mine on it.
Oh, that's
It'd just be
weird.
Different versions.
Different versions. One with a mustache, one with a mullet, one with a mohawk.
Oh my god,
Get that done because they got that laser cutting we saw at the mall where we could get like 3D bust of us. Wow. Yeah, I would probably just get like a tricked out board game table. You can get some for ridiculous money. I would get it just to go, hey guys, let's game at my house today. What do you say? And then have them come in and the whole place would be decorated and nice and
I think you'll need a fog machine or something to make it even more grandiose.
I think it's wild that this guy is going to go. I mean, it's a cute idea to say yes, but then to go, I'm actually going to go to this bachelor party with these people I don't even know. And I can't believe he's doing this, but here he is talking about why.
It was a bunch of guys talking about going on a ski resort vacation for a bachelor party on Martin Luther King Day weekend. I thought to myself, well, I don't know anyone named Angelo. And it sort of seemed like one of those weird scam Nigerian prince emails, and I didn't know what to think of it. They then sent me an email saying, if you're serious, we're serious, get on that plane and get here. My wife couldn't be more happy to be rid of me for a weekend, and she doesn't have to pay for it. What a dream. It's every wife's dream.
I like that he referred to him as New Bill. They said, it appears that New Bill's in. What about Old Bill?
Yeah, because Old Bill was the guy that they tried to get, and his name is similar to New Bill's as long as the email. That's how New Bill got involved in the first place, just a mistaken email thing.
I mean, you're putting a lot of blind faith in inviting this guy to be with you for the entire weekend.
And New Bill looks just like a guy. He's got a little kid, his ordinary dad. Yeah. He's kind of past that bachelor party phase of his life. So how fun is that?
He needs it, man.
Yeah, he needs it more than ever. He has a newborn.
Yeah, I get it.
No,
it's just that,
newborn. That looks like she's one.
Well, she's newly born.
Okay, fair.
Either way. At what point do you become an old born?
I want to get a bachelor party to get away from this conversation.
But if I'm him, all bets are off. Yeah. These aren't your friends.
Yeah, right?
Go buck wild.
Yeah.
He can literally pretend to be anybody else this whole thing. He's got all new friends. He's going to an entirely new place that's across the country.
Man. How about our boy Danny V over here? Speaking of bachelor parties, I was talking with him earlier, and apparently he's in a little bit of a dilemma.
What's going on?
Well, so my cousin has me in his wedding. He's getting married Memorial Day in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
So you're a groomsman?
Yeah, I'm a groomsman.
Okay.
And
what would you say in the line of groomsmen? Which one would you be?
Probably third.
Third?
Yeah,
so
his
best
brother's
man.
Yeah.
Other dude, Danny.
Oh, no. So second then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you're right behind the best man.
Yeah, best man is his brother, and then he asked me.
Oh, all right. Danny's second in command.
Yeah, and they want to go to Vegas for a bachelor party in March for St. Patrick's Day to go to the Mountain West Conference, which is a bunch of basketball games leading up to the NCAA tournament.
Oh, yeah, people love doing that. That's Joey Deez loves that.
And they want to go and spend who knows how much money. And the thing is, they want me to go 2 months later, Memorial Day weekend, to Albuquerque, pay for that, then drive up to Santa Fe. And I'm thinking it has to be at least $1,500.
That's a lot of money.
Because they're renting a suite.
Mm-hmm.
It's round trip tickets that weekend from Seattle to Vegas are at least $500.
Do they know your situation that, you're kind of single dad? Do they know that?
I have child support and I also go see Lily every other month. And so I don't think I can go. But I feel kind of bad because I'm in the wedding party.
I wouldn't feel bad because it seems a little extravagant.
It's very extravagant.
If it was we're doing this in New Mexico, it's your typical wedding, I think then, you should go because you could still kill two birds with one stone. You get to see your daughter. You get to do your thing.
Right.
But this seems a little over the top. And not in a bad way. Good for him for having this kind of party. But I think he's got to understand that not everybody can afford to kind of live that kind of lifestyle.
Right. I had my bachelor party in Vegas because I had my wedding in Vegas. And it is not cheap.
Right.
Whatsoever.
No. Well, they want to go to as many, quote unquote, as many games as possible. And I'm like, that's $40 a ticket.
Plus, by games, are we talking strip clubs or what?
No, yeah. The basketball games.
Oh, okay.
I wish. Steve is really hoping this is all euphemistic for strip clubs.
Right.
I think so.
Yeah, I know. Because you want to try to. Yeah. Oh, no, we're going to the tournament, honey.
Yes.
It might be true. You never know. But no, I have a feeling I'm going to have to say no. What I think was thinking about doing instead was offering to fly him out here and then taking him, like, brewery hopping in Seattle, since I can't go to Vegas.
Oh, so like he'd get to have his own mini bachelor party with you.
Which is me, because that would be a lot cheaper.
That's actually a nice idea, Danny. You know,
more than what I would say to do.
Yeah.
Just send him a nice gift and call it a day.
That works too.
Yeah.
All right.
So, you know, seriously, if you want less stress in your life, consult Steve. Because Steve does the absolute minimal every time. I always turn to Steve and go, you know, blah, blah, blah. What do you think? And Steve, you just look at the, when I see the look at Steve's face, not worth my time.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, so this is a fair thing to do, to have the Steve reaction.
I feel like you're driving yourself nuts and broke just to make somebody happy when, look, they're getting married, they're happy enough.
He's right. He's right, Danny. It's you know, look, here's an old guy talking. Back when I got married, the only cost that seemed to be like that you had to do is the women had to go buy a dress, which I always thought was a pain in the ass. Like, why do they got to pay for it? Just because, I mean, but that's what they had to do. I don't remember men having to pay for anything. And now you got to go pay for trips and do stuff and everything.
Well, girls have to do that too. We have to pay for the bachelorette, and you have to get a gift for the the bridal shower.
Yeah,
there's
a pain
like
in
presents
the ass
everywhere. And then we have, like, if we go somewhere, you need to pay for the suite and all the bride's drinks. It's just never ending.
Yeah, I just, it's crazy. And, you know, the average American doesn't have that kind of throwing around money like that, especially like Danny, who's got a kid he's got to support.
One person, my cousin was my best man, lives in Canada. I didn't care if he wasn't at all at my bachelor party. My wedding, that was what mattered. I knew he couldn't afford all the other stuff.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And that's what I told him, too, was like, you know, I was like, I'm going to try to make it happen, but as long as I get to your actual wedding, that's all that I really care about. Which, yeah. I don't know how he feels about it, but
I mean, gosh, if he gets all butthurt about it, well, I mean, then again, you got butthurt when someone didn't wish you a happy birthday on your Facebook. So I can only imagine he's just like you, so you're probably screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah, send him $1,000.
Yeah, you better, Danny. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We'll take your calls. We'll take your texts at 917 on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Car Toys. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. You're in charge. Whatever you want to talk about, do it. But remember Steve's rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ, and that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we will gong you. And then we're going to have to, unfortunately, say to you,
goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Crystal in Ording, you are on The Rock.
Good morning. I just want you guys to know I'm a huge fan. I've been listening to you guys for years.
Yes.
I was calling because, Danny, you're talking about a bachelor party and having to spend all that money. Like, I'm a bride. I'm getting married in July, and I'm planning a wedding, and I only asked, like, three of my friends to be in the wedding. But I actually am paying for almost everything with them. The only thing they have to pay for is a dress, which is $40 that I found on Amazon.
Wow.
I even paid for the condo that we're going to for my bachelorette party because it's part of my vacation properties. But I even made sure that was covered. Their hair, their makeup. I figured since I'm asking them to do it and they're all moms, it's not fair to ask people to pay $1,000 for your day.
Hey, Crystal, now you're the opposite of Bridezilla.
What was the nice version of Godzilla? Like the little guy that was like his little buddy. He's cute and nice.
Yes, I remember that. I forget.
Your bride, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Like you're the opposite of a Bridezilla.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, it is expensive. I never got to be in any of my friends' weddings, but I figured it's just too much.
Bridezuki.
You are so happy. Steve is so happy
I'll live with
himself
that.
Right now.
Bridezuki was the best.
Little Bridezuki. Yeah. Crystal, what is your maid of honor doing if you're doing all the planning and everything?
The group.
She's actually going to make the jewelry for everybody, and we're going to go pick it out and make it simple so that even saves costs because we're just going to hand make it all.
Well, that's awesome, Crystal. I appreciate the call.
Her name is Bridezuki from now on.
Bridezuki. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Bridezuki. There you go. Appreciate that. By the way, really? The groom?
Oh, you didn't hear that, did you?
I did hear that.
She didn't.
What's the maid of honor doing? The groom.
I was joking.
Yeah, Steve. That was an outside voice, Steve.
Yeah,
sorry.
Sure was. I mean, that's what I see in these movies I watch.
Yeah, of course. What movies are we talking about?
Poor Bridezuki.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's listeners on the loose.
Did you guys see Snoop Dogg doing the play-by-play at a hockey game? It was hilarious.
Yeah, you brought it up earlier today where you're thinking that you want Snoop Dogg to be one of our play-by-play guys.
We need to get on petition.com or whatever that website is and petition for Snoop Dogg to be the new play-by-play guy for Seattle's hockey team in 2022.
So the LA Kings, Pittsburgh Penguins, they were playing on Saturday night. Snoop Dogg was in the booth. He was there also to drop a puck for the ceremonial opening face-off. We got a clip of him in the broadcast group booth. Now, you know Snoop. He, you never hear him sound this jacked.
Hands up. Oh, watch out. Oh, he's stalling on it. He's fine. Hold on now. Oh, get it cracking then. Let's go. Drop the sticks, man. Let's get cracking, man. To the middle of the rink. Let's go. Number three wanted. I like that. Who is number three for us?
Deion, foot up.
Deion, go get cracking, Deion. Yeah, go get him, Deion. Move, Deion. Get out the way. Go get him.
Still jarring with him. Still chirping.
Okay, right. I like that. So when they do get into a competition like that, the referee has the sole control power to say, y'all not going to fight, right?
They can tell you that. You don't have to listen.
Well, they listen right there.
Yeah. See, the big boys get in, the linesmen, those guys have the toughest job.
Okay, all right. So that was just mushing going on. It was more mushing than fighting. Yeah.
Face wash.
Okay, all right.
Those gloves are stinky.
That's why I love this sport, man. That's why I love this, because you got to be 100% man to play this, man.
I don't know, man. We might have to educate Snoop a little bit about hockey, but yeah, still, I like his energy.
Somebody texted in saying, hey, don't forget to wish Dave Grohl a happy birthday. Today is his birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Dave.
Dave was born today back in 1969.
Yeah.
You see the article that just came out about him? Apparently some drunk guy jumped up on stage with the Foo Fighters. It looks like a drunk banker, like an old banker guy.
Oh, yeah, he does.
And he was just so drunk and funny that Dave at some point just had to fall on the floor and just start laughing. They said they chugged a beer. His name was Jay from Bombay. He made his way onto the stage. Obviously, he was invited by the band. I can't imagine the guy just, you know.
Wow. Man, oh, man.
They hung up. They even drank some champagne up there. And then they jumped into a song.
I'll tell you, again, another success for Dave Grohl with how he interacts with the audience. And he just, you know, I mean, the guy just does everything right, it seems.
This guy's great. He is just drunk dancing, talking into the microphone.
He totally looks like the Sesame Street One of the Things Doesn't Belong Here, because you got the guys all dressed up in black, looking great as rockers.
Yep.
And this guy just looks like middle-aged dad man up there with his accountant's outfit on.
And he's just working the band, like just dancing over, high-fiving everybody in the group and while doing a funny dance.
He's dancing like an old guy is what he's doing. Oh, man.
You know his kid is probably very embarrassed about this.
Oh, yeah.
Dad.
Wow.
Can you not jump on stage with the Foo Fighters and get drunk with them?
Yeah.
If I'm the Foo Fighters, I give that guy a backstage pass and say, I want to party with you for the rest of the night.
Yeah. For the rest of time, man.
Can you believe Dave Grohl's 50? I mean, I know he just said that, but it's like 50 years old and he's still like...
He looks great.
...chugging a beer and falling off stage last week and just being like living the best life.
I'm not happy about it, to be honest with you.
Why?
Well, because he looks amazing at 50. I mean, everyone's doing that, hey, do 10-year challenge with the aging challenge. I didn't look anywhere near that good when I was 50.
No.
I mean, Dave Grohl, he wins it every day. Dave Grohl wins. Thanks, buddy.
Who does? You got to do more Jaeger. Drink more Jaeger, man. Apparently, that's what works for Dave Grohl.
I wish it was as simple as that. I think Dave probably does a good job staying in shape.
When he performs for 3 hours a night working that stage the way he does, he's getting a cardio while wasted. I mean, it's the best of both worlds. He's drunk and he's getting his workout in.
You're right, too. That's the thing. I wish I had the desire to, you know, to work out, because then I could eat the way I want to, but I don't. So now I'm, you know... Man, happy birthday to Dave.
Yep, another person.
The big 5-0.
Shout out to Dave Grohl. Happy 50th birthday from Brian in Everson, Washington.
Do you feel old?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
I still love, though, the picture that they show of Dave Grohl of current day and a picture of Dave Grohl when he was with Nirvana, and somebody put that meme. It still makes me laugh every time someone posts it. It's like, check this out. The lead singer of the Foo Fighters is hanging out with the former drummer of Nirvana.
Yeah.
The best part is usually the comments, because somebody who just doesn't understand sarcasm or fun has to be like, you do realize that that's the same person.
Oh, thanks.
No!
Thanks, Captain Obvious. And also, there are some people, though, that may not realize that.
That's the crazy part.
Because a lot of younger people get into Nirvana, they don't know, you know, because they probably, you know, they have no clue about Nirvana until they discover it and didn't know. Oh, wait, the Foo Fighters dude is the guy that was in the original Nirvana?
It's nuts to think that he has been in the Foo Fighters way longer than he was in Nirvana. Because I still view him as the guy from Nirvana that started a band after Nirvana.
Yeah, and I wonder how many people discovered him via Foo Fighters first and then go back and see what Nirvana was all about.
Huh.
I mean, I wonder if that thing is happening for some people, because you're right. We all know Dave from Nirvana, but there may be people going, oh, no, I knew him from the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
That's how I know him from.
Why do you play drums with that band? You should stick with singing.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, really, seriously, man. You should have been on your own in the first place. Wow. Oh, it is Listeners on the Loose. This is where you do pick the topic. You do guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. And, well, I mean, this is celebratory, right?
Yeah.
Happy 5-0, Dave.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Jeff at Des Moines, you are on The Rock.
Hola!
Hola, Jeff, hola! Don't forget the men's room afternoons right here on The Rock. What you got for us, Jeff?
I just heard you guys talk about Dave Grohl having two different roles in two different bands. And I thought of a cool history about a lead singer of a punk band for 10-foot Pole, and currently singing for Pulley. Is on his day job, he was a relief pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Who's that?
His name is Scott Radinsky.
Oh, I remember that name, Scott Radinsky.
Yeah, he's still touring with Pulley. But, you know, a buddy of mine went to go see him the other night, and it totally brought back memories of I used to come out of the bullpen and pitch, and then later that night would go, you know, tear up the stage for a punk band.
It's always funny when you hear about someone's side job, or not side job, but just side passion, and you're just like, wait, you're doing that as well? That's crazy.
Yeah, it really, really is. Appreciate the call. I can't remember this guy's name, but it was like the talk over the weekend. I think the A's drafted a guy that could be the next two-sport player. I can't remember his name, but I mean, we haven't seen that since, what, Bo, I think?
Was Bo the last Deion Sanders.
Deion, that's it,
Bo,
yes.
Yeah. And, of course, Russell Wilson.
And Russell Wilson, yes.
Okay, maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, and it's, again, it's baseball, football, I think, which everybody says who plays sport. Baseball is a tough sport to be good at, even if you're really, really good at another sport.
Is it weird that it makes me think that maybe he's just miserable at home with a significant other?
Yeah.
So he's just trying to find a way to be on the road all the time?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, why would you do that? You're traveling nonstop. You're never home.
And the player you're thinking of is Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
Well, my mind was blown the other day. I was listening to Chris Jericho's podcast, and he was interviewing a wrestler in the WWE that's now just starting to blow up. Like, he's getting super popular, Mustafa Ali. And his whole story is crazy, but he shared a thing about him I didn't even know. He was a cop in Chicago before he fully committed his hopes and dreams into becoming a professional wrestler. So he was a cop. Well, first he was like an indie wrestler, then he became a cop because someone else did it, and he's like, it's a fun job, and you know, he felt like he could make a difference, be the cop that would actually not just, you know, be a jerk to people all the time. You know, there was like a growing trend in that area, so he's like, I'm going to make a difference. And then he started doing some great stuff in the world of wrestling, but I guess he was still wrestling while as a cop.
Wow.
So at first he was trying to keep it quiet, but he would always come back into work with like all these bruises on his face, and they're like, what's going on? He's like, oh, I'm doing boxing classes.
Yeah, that's it.
And they're like, you don't get those kind of bruises in boxing classes. And he finally had to fess up and say, oh yeah, on the side, I'm also a professional wrestler.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, you know, again, time is the issue. It's like, how do you do double dose? I mean, when I started in this business, I was doing radio in the day and comedy at night, because I wasn't sure which career I wanted. Kind of wanted comedy, but radio is what was actually paying me money.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually it was like, yeah, I had the wife, my kids were coming along. It's like, I just can't do these two things anymore. I got to pick one.
Yeah, I mean, radio really was just a plan B for me, because it's unfortunately being a romance novel cover model didn't work.
Yeah. I don't know, Steve. I still think that they really judged you harshly. You know, it was the lighting.
Could you imagine me on a romance novel cover?
Oh, sure.
I'm just trying to replace my life goal right there.
I'm trying to replace every single picture of Fabio with just your mug.
And don't forget, he's got extraordinarily large nipples, so that would just be...
I can't go shirtless. So they can airbrush that.
Yeah, they better airbrush that. Yeah.
Really, it was just because you don't have the long flowing locks.
Yeah.
That's really why...
That's what's holding me back.
That's what's holding me back.
Yes, I agree with you.
I don't know. Everyone has been really digging Mr. Clean. You know, some ladies apparently go for that dude, so dress Stephen White and put him on a romance cover.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
I had a girl that I went to college with. We used to do like college TV together. After college, she went off and became a romance novel model, like those on the cover. I didn't know that until I saw a picture. I'm like, that looks like Shannon. What the hell's going on? I talked to one of my buddies. Have you seen this? He's like, oh yeah, that's what she does now.
Wow, what a job.
Well, I mean, I'm sure she models in other ways as well, but that was the thing that was the most noticeable.
That is weird if you're walking by a bookstore and you see those romance novels and you see somebody you know. It's like, what?
Or were you on a porn site and you see someone you knew from high school?
That's it.
Did that happen to you?
Yeah. No.
See, I've been hoping for that to happen forever. I've never seen someone that I recognize in a porn.
I think one of Sarah's. Sarah's one of your friends, yes or no, doing porn?
Yeah, I think she told us about it.
Yeah,
a while
I thought
ago.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah, well, I don't know.
Oh, it's Joe's friend.
Oh, Joe's friend's doing porn. Oh, no, Joe's doing friends? Porn. Okay, that's what it is. My son's doing porn. Okay.
Joe, you're doing porn?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I knew. It's hard because I can't hear him through the glass. Yeah. Oh, he and Uncle Chris both are doing porn together.
That's how he made his 2600.
Yeah, poker playing, sure.
Yeah. He was all in this weekend.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, this chick I went to high school with, she tried getting with my high school boyfriend. Too. And she banged my best friend's brother. She was hooking up with all the guys.
Well, she was just practicing for her career, clearly.
I mean, I ain't judging. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Good on her.
Okay, good for you. You are a professional, miss.
I've never had the porn star, but I've walked into many strip clubs where a bunch of my like high school friends are working.
That's going to be tough in Albuquerque, a small town.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you decide you're going to go into that business, people are going to know you.
All right. Do you get a dance from one of those girls?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would.
No question.
It depends on how close you are. If it's like a homie, I don't think I could do it.
Dude, if the homecoming queen was all of a sudden a stripper, I never had a shot with her. At least let me get a dance.
It was never the homecoming queen, BJ.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well.
It was more like the girl that was like kind of quiet.
Yeah. Which was fine, too, because at that point, I was just like, all right, yeah, you work here, and I'm a patron.
You guys can say that, but...
But if it was a close friend, would you do it?
Probably.
You would get a dance from, like, a close friend?
Yeah. I went with a close friend, too. The first time I ever went to a strip club was with my best friend that I had known since sixth grade, and I had always, like, liked her, but they lifted up her shirt as part of the show, and I was like, this is awesome!
Oh, so you had feelings for her.
Yeah.
Okay, you were...
They lifted up the shirt of your friend that was with you?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a double
show. All bets are off when it's a woman in a strip club.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, but see, then, boy, I mean, you don't expect that to happen where you're, hey, you're part of the show. Wow.
But it was awesome.
Man, I didn't know they did that.
Yeah. When you're a girl sitting at the counter, they always go in, like, go in for your boobs. So you get motorboated a lot.
I never.
Awesome.
I never.
So I go wearing a wig.
Oh, yeah. I never have been to a strip club with a chick. That I can remember because I didn't know that happened.
Let's go.
I don't want to see Vicky get motorboated.
All right, fine, then don't take Vicky. I mean, it's the only female I could give you on the show that's not awkward.
The other one's your daughter.
What about Danny?
Danny.
Yeah. They don't really motorboat me.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's awkward.
Yeah. On paper, sure, but visibly, he's not.
Yeah. It's a negative eight out there.
Yeah.
I would like to see them react to your extraordinarily large nipples.
Well,
I would like
that. You want to see Steve get motorboated?
He just wants to see my nipples, Rev. Now, twice in one segment that he's brought
right?
up. It seems like once a week we talk about my nipples.
I think it's just less awkward that I go with you than Vicky. That's all.
All right.
I'm awesome to go with at a strip club.
I don't mind it. I'm not saying you aren't, but you're like a kid, you know? I at least Steve's like a peer.
Yeah, you know, old, like BJ Steve.
I've never felt more insulted.
Sorry, buddy.
Thanks. I was trying to forget he said that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just pointing out that he was the jerk.
No, thanks. Thanks, all of you.
I'm talking to human resources. I feel like I'm in a hostile work environment.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's listeners on the loose.
Oh, we got a text message at 77999. This person says, I just realized that the men's room beers are KISW colors. Men's room red, men's room black, and men's room gold. I'm kind of slow. I know.
I am today's years old when I figured that out.
Here's
me
the
too.
Funny part. I never noticed that either until today when I read that text message.
That makes
and
two
I work
of us.
With those guys.
That right. makes two of us. I
Three,
never realized that
me
either.
Here.
Yeah.
Four.
Yeah,
Reb.
me. Yeah, I had
wow.
no idea.
Yeah.
Is that legitimately why they did that?
I
hope so.
Well, I got to be thinking.
I mean, it seems too obvious now when you hear it.
Yeah. Original
red, then there's the black, and then the summer gold one.
Yeah. Okay. See, the summer gold is the one that I think is cool, but I would never have just thought about that because.
Summer gold for a limited time. Yeah. Flowing from the tap into my sky.
God, Ted.
Song ever.
Oh, Ted.
I'm so happy I got to play that again.
Oh, yeah.
Summer gold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for a limited time, Ted. There you go, yeah. Red, black, and yellow. Did not realize it.
It's got to be.
Where's
Ryan Castle? He probably knows more about this than we do.
Unless it's just convenient. You know what I mean?
Just by a happy coincidence.
You got a red, because you have red beers, you have black beers, right? I mean, red beers, dark beers, and you have gold beers, so it
summer
fits.
Yeah, but they could have not planned it, because there's also like brown ale, and they didn't do the men's room brown ale. Yeah.
I feel like they would have said men's room brown if we had brown in our colors, though.
We should do a Rev's room brown anyway.
Oh, God.
Oh, you shush.
Summer gold for a limited time, flowing from the tap into my stack.
Ryan Katz, we have a very important question.
Very important question.
I thought I heard somebody say something about beer, and I came running.
Yes, you are. Not only are you a beer official, but you're also a man that was a big part of the men's room having their beer at Elysian.
God, now I'm thirsty.
Somebody texted us, and none of us realized the connection. So we want to know if this is a happy coincidence or an actual intentional move by us and men's room and Elysian.
Okay.
Person says, I just realized that the men's room beers are KISW colors, red, black, and gold.
That was absolutely intentional.
No, well, look at you trying to look smart.
Your face.
No, look at him going, of course, I'm the mastermind of everything good that happens.
His face was amazing. Right.
You are welcome.
Wow, you know what? You're perfect management material.
This is the first person to catch on to our sinister plan.
Uh-huh.
Was it intentional?
No, not at all.
It had not even occurred to me until this moment. Yeah.
Summer gold. For a limited time, flowing from the tap into my sky.
I will tell you that my original idea was to call it yellow, and then somebody said that might be like
to R. Kelly
wee, so
yeah,
gold. Or else it really would have applied. We would have had black, yellow, and red.
Yeah, exactly. But still, I like to think it works. I like to think that
what
somebody
a happy coincidence.
A very happy coincidence.
Yeah, that works. So yes, it was all part of the plan all along.
Someone else is the same colors as the German flag for the Dirty German segment.
That's also
intentional.
Also intentional.
You guys are masterminds.
When creating the KSW colors over 45 years ago,
right,
they knew one day there would be an afternoon show that would do a segment called The Dirty Germans.
There was a lot of foresight there for sure.
Mm-hmm. That was the long game, I think is what they call it.
Right.
A very, very long
game. And if you know anything about any of us, you know that we are planners.
Yeah.
Clearly.
And again, I don't want to disappoint anybody, but
I love this texter really thought that they were slow to the party, when in fact they just figured it out. They cracked the code for us.
Right. Yeah.
It's the Illuminati.
Yeah. So does that mean the texters actually were slower than the texter? Or
100%.
Okay. I mean, either way, I was like, is the texter just slow like they think, or are they brilliant? And, I mean, either way, we're
at a snail's pace.
Yeah, we don't come.
We're the dumb ones for sure.
Summer gold for a limited time, flowing from the tap into my sky.
The harmonies are just
stereophonic.
Sickening.
Sorry, though. By the way, it's not. It's the summer when it comes out, so unfortunately it's not available right now.
Right. Someone's really confused right now, thinking, wait, it is January, isn't it?
Yeah, this isn't a best-of show, is it? No, we're live. We're here. Yeah. Ryan Castle's on tape, but we're here.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Yeah.
All right.
Men's Room Yellow is available year-round, by the way.
Wow. All right. Well, then
from the tap into urinal.
Oh, wow.
Well, cool. Glad I could check in, guys. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you for clearing up this controversy.
Don't go too far, though, Mr. Castle, because we do have a big question that needs to be answered, and that is, what do Ryan Castle and a coat have in common? I'll tell you at 9:49 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a coat have in common?
Sometimes I'm down.
Ah, I see they did that.
Yeah, that was pretty clever. I wonder if the Texans are more clever.
Oh, both are found in the corners of the mall waiting for women.
That was rather specific.
Yeah, well.
Steve likes to wear them both.
Yeah, he does.
All right. Steve likes to keep his hands in the pockets of both.
I keep Steve warm.
Keep Steve warm while he's waiting in line at Molly Moon's. Very specific, but very true.
Yeah.
I'm fur trimmed.
They both cover Steve's backside.
Yeah. Fur trimmed.
Fur trimmed backside.
This is a 47-year-old lady who tried to get out of a DUI charge by chewing on her coat, and then they went and said, hey, the coat screwed up the breathalyzer because of the chemicals in the coat.
Mm.
Yeah, but
I would like to get one of those coats.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the hell it was, but she was doing other stupid stuff like being really smelling like alcohol and couldn't walk a straight line, so she's in jail.
That'll do it.
Yep. Ryan Castle, he's up next with your 12-pack.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
It would be fun being in a cop car, like on a ride along, and they were in the middle of a high speed chase. I would feel like this is awesome.
Oh, dude, no, I would soil myself. Dude, I watch too many movies where all of a sudden the cops, you think are your protectors, but there's always some superior force, and I'm like, you know, when they're trying to protect the guy transferring from prison, you hear that he's the only one live in the backseat, and I'm just like, oh, that'd be me. I don't want to be in a ride along like that. That'll be me. I'll be the only guy left.
You're right, man.
Yeah,
you watch too many movies.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually try to schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.